Good evening and welcome. You're listening to Radio IBC. This is Rachna Nitesh and it's time for Global News. Reducing the global suicide mortality rate by a third is both an indicator and a target in the UN-mandated Sustainable Development Goals. But the world will not be able to reach this target, as per a new report by the WHO. The report titled Suicide Worldwide in 2019 was published on 17th of June 2021. It shows that near about 7 crore and 3,000 people, or 1 in 100, died by suicide in 2019. For the first time, one-of-a-kind cattle war room has been set up by the Karnataka government. The war room for animal welfare, launched in Bengaluru, will provide aid to cattle breeders and dairy farmers to increase the health and productivity of livestock in the state. It has been set up at the Commissionerate of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services. Heads of the Global Health Intellectual Property and Trade Bodies have announced a joint platform to help countries bridge the gaps in accessing COVID-19 vaccines, treatment and technologies. Every year on June 26, the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking is observed around the world. Share drug facts to save lives is the theme for the year 2021. The day is devoted to eliminating drug misuse and addressing the structural cause that fuel the illegal drug trade. With an aim to achieve the target to plant 33 lakh saplings in 2021, the Delhi government is all set to hold Van Mahotsav from June 26, that is today, to July 11, 2021. It will be launched from Garhi Mandu at Yamuna Bank. Free distribution of medicine plants in 14 nurseries will take place during the Van Mahotsav on June 27. There will be a plantation drive in all the 70 assembly constituencies of Delhi. Japan will provide India a 10 million assistance. This assistance will provide India with cold chain equipment, including medical equipment such as cold storage facilities, as last one mile support to ensure vaccination in each country through the UNICEF. Japan has led the operationalization of the COVAX facility as an international mechanism for the procurement of vaccines. DRDO successfully test-fired extended-range version of indigenously developed Pinaka rocket from a multi-barrel rocket launcher at Integrated Test Range, Chandipur, Odisha. The enhanced range version of Pinaka rocket system can destroy targets at distance up to 45 km. It also successfully test-fired enhanced range versions of indigenously developed 122-meter caliber rocket. Law Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad formally launched the e-filing portal of the Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, that is ITAT, Idwar. The portal will enable the online filing of appeals, applications and documents by various parties. ITAT was set up on 25th of January 1941 and it was the first experiment in tribunalization in the history of India. This is all for Global News today. You keep listening Radio IBC and keep watching IBC 24.